The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
So we haven't seen much of Bob Geldof since that time when he led a flotilla of ships down the Thames towards Nigel Farage, berating him for trying to bring about Brexit. And of course, we all know how that worked out. Farage won that particular row. He's back in the news today, Bob Geldof, because he returned here to Dublin, his native city, to return the Freedom of Dublin accolade he had received many years ago. To discuss his reasons for doing so, we're joined by the Lord Mayor of Dublin, Micheál McDonagh, and also by Mannix Flynn, Independent Councillor for Dublin Bay South. Mannix, can you tell us, please, why Bob Geldof has made today's gesture?
I think today's gesture basically is consistent, as far as I'd be concerned, for those who received the honour of Freedom of the City for their works on behalf of people and on behalf of society. Unfortunately, when it came to Aung San Suu Kyi, she didn't actually continue that work that she was given the award for. And we know what happened to the Rohingya people. I believe many people who hold the honour now are actually uncomfortable with the present situation. There was a motion put to Dublin City Council in relation to the rescinding or the withdrawing of that award from Aung San Suu Kyi, but that didn't take place because there was concern among the councillors and there wasn't a proper protocol in relation to how we could actually go about removing that. I believe that Mr. Geldof felt uncomfortable and felt himself in a kind of moral difficulty and an ethical difficulty, where he says himself this morning that he felt uncomfortable sharing the platform, holding the same award and being on the same kind of platform as this individual. So in order to kind of highlight the issues that are taking place at present in Maramoy and on the borders in relation to the Rohingya people, in relation to bringing, I suppose, more light and more publicity to the fact of what's happening there, Mr. Geldof decided that he would actually, in my opinion, quite rightly, hand back in the scroll today at the City Hall to the Dublin City Council executive. And I think that that is consistent. I know there's a fair bit of controversy and certain people disagree, but I would certainly support Mr. Geldof, and I know that many other individuals support this particular stance. It's consistent with Bob Geldof, and I think for those who receive it, as I say, it's consistent with the reason why they're giving it.
Okay, Lord Mayor Micheál McDonagh, can you understand why Bob Geldof did this, and do you support him?
Well, I certainly can understand why he's done it. I've said that very, very clearly. I've made it very clear that I have condemned, the council has condemned, the horrendous treatment, the ethnic cleansing of the Rohingya people in Myanmar. I have met representatives of the Rohingya people here in Ireland. I've met them, hosted them in the Mansion House. So I'm very concerned about the issue. I sought a consensus for the removal of Aung San Suu Kyi from the role of the Freedom of the City of Dublin. A consensus didn't emerge among the groups at the time. So it didn't happen. It's still under review. So that's where we had left the issue.
But under review, how long does it take? I mean, clearly we have seen there is genocide taking place. This woman who got a Nobel Prize as well, who received the Freedom of Dublin, has been silent, which means she has been complicit in what is going on. When you see that, don't you say, well, hang on, we're not going to be associated with her. We're taking away the Freedom of Dublin.
Well, when this arose, I was in favour of that, but I wasn't certain that that vote would be won. When I tested opinion on the council, I wasn't certain that that vote would be won. So it would actually be...
So who would have voted against it?
Well, not all groups were on board. The point is that that would have been a setback. If that vote had been lost, it would have been a setback for the Rohingya people. So I tried to find consensus. The point here is that, you know, our solidarity with the Rohingya people isn't based solely on this issue of the freedom of the city or not the freedom of the city. It's a much wider issue than that. And I will continue to work with the Rohingya representatives here in Ireland on this issue.
Okay, well, Mannix Flynn, did you get a sense that if a vote was called, that it wouldn't have passed?
Absolutely no way. I mean, all the councils I spoke to were in favour of this. What happened here is that the city council, or some city councils, wrung their hands at this and turned it into a kind of, you know, a bureaucratic issue, because there wasn't any particular protocol as to how you take it back. But the point of the matter is this: I, as an independent, wasn't informed by my independent leader at the time that there was such a meeting taking place and that there was discontent. If you put that to the meeting tonight, if you'd be there, If you were to put that motion to the meeting tonight at Dublin City Council, which I believe the Lord Mayor is intending to do in terms of suspending standing orders to take an emergency motion for myself, I believe that the overwhelming majority in that council would agree to rescind this and remove it and strip Aung San Suu Kyi of this award. This is nonsense. But equally, it's nonsense when it comes to the issue of flags. It was also nonsense, again, when it came to the issue of actually dealing with the issue of the title Lord Mayor, which in my view actually is again contentious. Now, the Lord Mayor at the moment is a Sinn Féin Lord Mayor. He carries the chain of office. He made remarks this morning about Sir Bob Geldof, which I think are really wrong. I think it's inappropriate. But equally, the issue around the Lord Mayor is equally entangled in a kind of mess in Dublin City Council. We're not clear here. Yet the vast majority of councillors in this council wish to remove this honour from Aung San Suu Kyi. And we can do that tonight. We can stand up in principle and say we wish to strip this award, this honorary award, from this individual, and that would be that. And wait then for the proper legislation or the proper, you know, protocols to be put into place and then do it in general. But in principle, I believe tonight, if the councillors are given an opportunity to stand up, they will do this. And I commend Bob Geldof for actually bringing this to our attention. So now it's top of the agenda in the city, top of the agenda in City Council, and top of the agenda around the world. This has created headlines around the world. And it's appropriate that we do this. Absolutely. It's appropriate that we do this. And I certainly know that the Lord Mayor will stand shoulder to shoulder with us tonight and actually remove this award from this individual who has refused point blank to stand up for people who are being murdered, raped, tortured, ethnically cleansed, and victims of genocide. It's absolutely appalling. And all we're doing is sending out a small, simple message. And I think, again, we all have our agreements or disagreements about Bob Geldof and who he is and what he is and what he represents. He is a fella that's not, economic with his mouth. But in this instance, Bob Geldof is to be commended, and the city should be proud of him. The country should be proud of him. He did a great thing today.
Yeah, are you proud of him, Lord Mayor Micheál McDonagh?
Proud of Bob Geldof?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't be particularly proud of him at
Why
all.
Why not?
Well, as I said, he accepted and retained his membership of Knight Commander of the Order of the British Empire.
What's wrong with that?
Well, absolutely wrong. The historic
What's wrong with
record...
It?
This historic record of the British Empire throughout the world, including in our own country, of course it's wrong. And many people in Britain itself refused to accept that honour because of the legacy, and not only the legacy, but the continuing injustices carried on throughout the world. I need only point to the Iraq War. Bob Geldof didn't have.
Sure, don't you have to be forgiving of the past?
How recent is the past? Bob Geldof did not hand back his honour in relation to the war in Iraq. But also, I want to point out, Councillor Flynn's motion this evening, it doesn't actually call for the freedom of the city to be withdrawn from Aung San Suu Kyi. It's not in his motion. So he's inaccurate in that point of view.
Okay, but hang on, just in relation to Bob Geldof, I mean, taking an honorary title from the British, it was in recognition for the work that he had done in Live Aid, in recognition for the work that he has done to try and help alleviate poverty throughout the world. I mean, what harm is there in taking an honorary title such as that?
Well, he is making an issue, and as is his right, and I welcome the fact that the plight of the Rohingya people is being highlighted. He is making an issue of a civic honour, not because he didn't receive it from the perpetrators of genocide in Myanmar. He is making an issue of it because Aung San Suu Kyi also received it, and as I say, that's his prerogative.
It's a bit of a stunt.
But he did receive directly from the British government an honour from a government which historically and in contemporary times carried out horrendous acts. So he's entirely inconsistent.
But Micheál, all sorts of people have carried out horrendous acts. Lots of people who say the IRA carried out horrendous acts. Sinn Féin has had an association with the IRA. We move on. British and Irish governments are very much at peace. We're very friendly people. So why get so worked up about an honour?
Well, would Bob Geldof accept an honour from the IRA? I don't think so.
But he couldn't because the IRA doesn't exist.
Well, if they had offered him an honour, would he have accepted it? So your question is not consistent either.
Mannix Flynn, what do you think about that inconsistency?
I think that the Lord Mayor, you know, the Art Mayor of Dublin City at the moment, Dublin City Council and the citizens actually, is completely, you know, inappropriate in his remarks. I mean, it's nothing really whatsoever got to do with the Lord Mayor, Bob Geldof's honour of Sir Bob. I mean, that's another issue for another day. The issue here is about actually rescinding the honour of the Freedom of the City from Aung San Suu Kyi and also Bob Geldof's, you know, offer of handing back the honour in relation to this particular issue. I just find it really inconsistent that the Lord Mayor can sit in Dublin City Council tonight or tomorrow morning with a chain around his neck with King William of Orange, take the title of Lord Mayor, and then tell Geldof or anybody like Geldof that they're inconsistent and they should hand back their honour of knighthood. I mean, it's completely bonkers, and this guy is a Sinn Féin, you know, Lord Mayor, and I think it's completely wrong, and I think it's personalised, and I think as first citizen, as chairman of Dublin City Council and Lord Mayor, we should be welcoming people like Mr. Geldof, and if we are to question Mr. Geldof in relation to his other honorary titles, we should do that in an appropriate manner. This is highly inappropriate. I'm a person who voted for the Lord Mayor at present. I gave him my vote to be Lord Mayor, and now I'm actually beginning to realise that I shouldn't have done that, and I call on the Lord Mayor to consider his position, because he doesn't represent the people of Dublin, and it's an appalling way to treat a person who's come into the city to do a very honourable act, to bring into disrepute knighthood. As I say, would the Lord Mayor actually, you know, step away and hand back the chain? No, he would not, because he suffers from status anxiety. It's appalling.
Okay, Micheál McDonagh, should we just call you Mayor in future instead of Lord Mayor?
Well, I used the title Ascaelga Ard Mhéara. I'm quite happy to do so. I've listened to Councillor Flynn's bluster. It's his constant wavelength that he always has. I certainly won't be considering my position on the basis of Councillor Flynn's diatribes. Certainly not. The issue here has been highlighted, the Rohingya people. I think we need to return to that issue. That's the important thing here. Not gestures from Bob Geldof or Councillor Flynn's involvement in that. I think we've heard enough of his bluster.
You're a disgrace to the city. You should resign your position. You're a disgrace, absolute disgrace.
Well, this is the constant refrain from Councillor Flynn.
Absolutely.
For anybody who follows Dublin City Council, they will know everything is a disgrace, everything is appalling.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's never anything constructive.
You cannot use the office for
there's
personal
never
gain,
anything constructive.
We're going to leave it there. I'm not sure there's personal gain as such, but anyway, look, we leave it there. Lord Mayor Micheál McDonagh of Sinn Féin and Mannix Flynn, Independent Councillor for Dublin Bay South. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.